Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, my name is Morgan Cohen. I'm a 25-year-old girl that's still trying to figure out life just like everyone else. I'm starting this podcast to make sense out of all the messes I've made in my life. And believe me when I say I've made countless amounts of messes in these last 25 years. On the Morgan B. Cohen Show, we will talk about everything people are too scared to say out loud, anywhere from falling in love with the wrong person, surrounding yourself with the wrong people, bad friendships, friendship struggles. You know that feeling when you want to throw a party, but you don't know if anyone will show up? Well, that's how I feel right now. So if you are here, welcome to the party. I know you'll have a great time.
Welcome to the Bad Broadcast. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of the Bad Broadcast. I'm recording today in the Dear Media Studios with a very special guest, Kelsey Kreppel of Circle Time. Welcome,
That's
Kelsey.
Me. Thanks.
I am so excited to be chatting with you. Too. I feel bonded to you because we are basically the exact same distance into our pregnancies.
It's true.
And you're having a boy, correct?
Yes.
I'm having a girl. So. Yes. Should our children have a heteronormative lifestyle?
If they choose, I feel like they would be good partners.
I feel like they would. I don't think that that's too much to ask.
Actually, when I saw you were having a girl, I was like, perfect.
You were like, we can do
awesome.
It together.
Yeah.
But we were just talking about there's so much weirdness with pregnancy. But I just feel whenever I see a pregnant woman in the wild, I just want to sit down with her and be like, let's chat about being pregnant.
Totally.
How has your pregnancy been thus far?
It's been good.
Yeah.
I cannot complain. I do.
I will can't find complain, a reason. But watch me.
Yeah. I'm very good at it. Ask my husband. It really has been good.
Yeah. It's like even like I feel the same way. Like I feel really lucky. I feel like it's been good. However, it's still being pregnant.
Yeah.
It's still weirdness in your body.
Yes.
Like we were just talking about the pressure, the movement. It's like trying to figure out where they are. We're both having issues with their butt.
Yeah.
Their butt seems to be moving a lot.
Their butt, I mean, I can only speak for him, but you seem to be feeling the same. But like, it really does feel like he's like ass up dancing the entire day.
Like, I was like, she must be doing a handstand.
Right.
Like, you know, when people like are on the handstand against the wall, like shaking their ass, like that must be what she's doing.
And him as well. And I had a doctor's appointment yesterday and I was like, what is right here?
Yeah.
Because it is active. And she was like, that's his butt.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course it is.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, did you have an ultrasound? Is that what I was going to say?
Yes.
Okay. So you got to see him.
My doctor lets me get a little ultrasound in every time I
really?
Go, which is so nice.
That's amazing. I'm sure they have them here if they have them in Utah. But we have like a place that's called Fetal Photos.
Yeah.
And so I just go and like they only do ultrasounds.
Oh, nice.
So I just go like every week.
Yeah. It's so fun to see.
It is so fun. And there's something at the very beginning. Were you like freaked out by pregnancy at the beginning?
Yes, I was more just like, I couldn't even like wrap my head around the fact that it was happening.
Yes.
And like, I felt so like out of body at the beginning. It was just like, I don't know. It was so weird. And it was also just like, I know a lot's going on inside my body right now, but I don't see any difference. I don't see any changes. I don't know if he's okay. I don't know. Like, I don't know if his heart is beating. Like, I have no idea what's going on. And so I was a little just like on edge.
Yeah, I totally felt that way at the beginning. And I was like really kind of dreading feeling movement because I was like, that's going to be like creepy, like alien versus predator, like inside of me. But now I find it really comforting when I feel them or feel her move.
Yeah.
And I didn't accidentally say them. I'm not having twins. I said them a couple weeks ago and people were like, it's twins. I was
really?
No, I was just trying to not say the gender.
Oh my God, yeah.
But no, there's only one in there. But yeah, now I find it really comforting when I feel her move because I'm like, hey, she's in there.
Totally.
She's doing okay.
I love feeling him move. Now, since like you have to do the kick counts.
Yes.
I'm like a crazy person.
I'm insane about it. I'm like, was that one or was it two?
I asked my doctor that yesterday. I was like, so when he goes like this, like when he did, I'm like trying to show her like what I think he's doing inside. And I'm like, does that count as one, two, three? Like, what should I count that as?
Well, what did she say?
She was like, I don't know. Like,
she's like
two, maybe. Like she was like, no one has ever asked. And she was like, that's a good question. Maybe let's just count it as two.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, two, got it. That's great. Like, and she's like, this girl is insane.
Yeah. Do you feel more like now that you've gone further along in your pregnancy, do you feel less out of body and more connected with your body?
For sure.
Yeah. That's probably been my personal favorite part of it is that I'm like, it kind of makes me like my body more.
Totally.
Because I'm like, this is like really important.
For sure.
I'm the most important person that's ever lived.
No, I'm like doing something so amazing
I'm
every day.
I'm changing the world.
Amazing.
Literally. Me and Jackie were talking about this yesterday because I'm like, I took like a big helping of delusion into my pregnancy. Like I was like, I'm going to be hotter than ever.
Yeah,
pregnant.
Right.
So every morning I wake up and I'm like, I'm the hottest person ever.
Totally.
And also I'm growing your child. Like,
right.
How are you not staying home from work just to have sex with me
100%.
All the time? 100%. Do you see what's happening?
It's actually insane. I was thinking this morning. So I have one of my nipples pierced.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I have to take that out.
Yes.
Obviously for breastfeeding. When I got my nipple pierced, I was like 22.
Okay.
23.
How old are you now?
30.
Okay. What's your sign? When's your birthday?
September 24th.
Are you a Libra?
I'm a Libra.
Shut up. Are you? I'm a Libra.
Oh my God. And you just turned 30.
I just turned 30.
When's your birthday?
October 14th.
Wow. I feel like we're kind of meant to be. We're living very similar lives.
I know. This is getting weird.
It's exciting.
Wait, where are you from?
LA.
You're born and raised here?
Yeah.
Like in the, like what area?
In the valley.
In the valley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you assume that? Well, do I talk like it?
I'm like,
you said
valley?
Like in the
valley.
Where?
Honestly, because Jackie's from the valley and I talked to her yesterday.
Okay. That and she's I'm from fine there. With.
And most people that I know that are from LA, I feel like they're from the valley.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a Libra. Are you, what do you know your other big three?
I have it like someone sent it to me once, but I don't remember it.
That's okay. Just knowing that you're a Libra, I just feel.
I don't want to just like put anything out there that's not true. I don't know what it is.
Because then you're going to get DMs of people being like, I knew you were.
Yeah, you were bitch.
Scorpio.
Yeah, there's stupid. No Scorpio I could.
Okay, verify. There isn't. Okay, yeah. I don't have any Scorpio either.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared of Scorpios.
Me too. I don't know why.
Just the overarching scorpion of it.
Right.
Is scary.
Totally. Yeah.
Anyway, keep going with what you're saying about, well, I think we were talking about being connected to your body.
Oh, yeah. And being feeling like hotter than ever.
Yes.
When I got my nipple pierced, I was like, this is the hottest thing I could ever do in my life.
100%.
I had always wanted to do it. I was like not having lots of sex. Like it was not like a sexual thing. It was like very much just a me thing. That
Which
I thought,
is honestly the sexiest way to do it.
Right. Like yeah. I just thought it would be fun. Like yes. I was like, and I had talked about it for so long. Finally, I just did it. And now I have to take it out because I'm having a baby. And I was like, when I have to take my nipple piercing out, like it's going to destroy me because I'm going to feel like I'm losing like
part of your identity.
Yes. I like this like hot young girl that I was. But
totally.
Then I was thinking about it today and I was like, I'm actually doing something so much cooler.
Yes.
I'm growing a human and I'm having a baby. And like, that's way hotter, way cooler, like
way hotter,
way better than just having like a piece of fucking metal in my nipple.
Nipple piercings are pretty hot though.
I'm going to get it again. I'm done popping them out.
Which side do you have done?
This one.
That one.
My right.
You're right.
I had to check. I literally had to check. Yeah.
No, I don't know if I saw a TikTok about it, but somebody said there's literally nothing hotter. Like literally almost all of my friends who have had kids got exponentially hotter post kid.
Right.
Like I just feel like women now are embracing the MILF life.
Totally.
Like I had a lot of anxiety right when I got pregnant And I was like, my body's going to feel weird. I'm going to look bad. All these things.
Right.
And then I was like, no.
Yeah.
This is like our time. This exactly. is like, this is going to be the sexiest thing we do.
Yeah. I was really worried about that too. Like losing
yeah.
that like fun young person. I was just talking, two of my best friends just had babies in one September, one in August. And we were talking and I was like, I feel like after this,
yeah.
we're going to want to do so much more. We're going to feel more confident. Like, the fact that my body can do this is yeah. so amazing. And now I'm obsessed with my body.
I totally agree. I feel the exact same way. Do you have any birth anxiety?
I'm definitely nervous.
You're feeling nervous about
yeah.
it. Well, have you announced your due date? Do you not say your due date?
I just say mine. Beginning of January.
Okay, that's usually what I say. I never. Yeah. Well, somebody told me, like, don't say the due date because then people will be like when the due date's around, then they get really.
I've heard about this. But then I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Something about it. I'm like, you can ask me if I've had the baby yet. Like, yeah. I either have or I haven't. I don't think that's what makes me
anxious.
It's more just what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's
you
more,
don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what scares me.
Yeah. And it's like, because I took this class anyway, and I'm like, helps you like do a birth plan and all this stuff. So I like have it. And I'm like, this is great. I'm so happy. I feel really prepared. My water could break. On a plane.
Totally.
It could break on my way home.
No.
Like,
totally.
You can prepare as much as you want. Life could throw you a curveball.
Exactly. I'm like, trying not to prepare.
Yes. And low expectations. I tell everybody, like, I remain open.
Yeah.
To all scenarios.
Right.
Because I feel like if I get too attached, like, oh, it has to go this way, then if it goes a different way, I'm going to be really upset. Same with like breastfeeding.
Same.
Like, I'm like, if it goes well, I'll do it. If it's killing me, I'm going to go easy.
Totally.
But
I feel the same way.
Yeah. Which I feel like is a pretty healthy place yeah. to be.
Yes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode of The Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Squarespace. I know that so many of you listening are business owners. Maybe you're small business owners. Maybe you're humongous business owners. Whatever it might be, I know that you need a gorgeous website. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or you're managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. I have always used Squarespace. If you have visited any type of website that was mine, it was built on Squarespace because when I started The Bad Broadcast, I had no clue what I was doing. I had no clue how to start a website. And then I found Squarespace and they made it so easy. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. They have a new asset library, so you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub, and then you can use them across the Squarespace platform. You can easily sell custom merch, which is what I did. That's how I started off. And you can create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. Even if you're not selling merch, you can sell your products in an online store. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, you can go to squarespace.com/bad to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. Once again, that's squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, you can go to squarespace.com/bad to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode of the Bad Broadcast is sponsored by Buffy. It's winter time, which means I'm about to spend a lot of time laying in bed and getting cozy. You guys know that I prioritize how cozy my bed is. It's where I spend the majority of my time. I'm about to have a baby. I'm going to spend a lot of time snuggling said baby in my bed. I need the best sheets, the best bedding possible. That's where Buffy comes in. Buffy has Earth's softest bedding. The Breeze sheets set by Buffy are the softest sheets you'll ever try. Not a joke. I can attest to it. It's woven from eucalyptus, making it softer than cotton or linen. It's also research-backed, and it's way more breathable than cotton or linen, and it's perfect for hot sleepers. I run hot. I'm sweaty literally all the time. It's also made with natural botanic dyes that are skin-safe and better for the planet. Buffy products are consistently on best-of lists. Architectural Digest and Glamour both named Buffy Breeze sheet set the best bed sheets of 2023. So see for yourself why Buffy has over 50,000 five-star reviews. Shipping is free, and if you don't love your Buffy sheets, there's a 50-night return policy on all orders with free shipping on returns and no return fees. So if you're ready to try the softest bedding of all time, go to buffy.co and use the code BADBROAD through December 19th to get 20% off site-wide and up to 40% off of bundle deals during Buffy's holiday sale. That's 20% off site-wide and up to 40% off with bundle deals at buffy.co with code BADBROAD. Switching gears a little bit, what was your career before the podcast? What did you do?
Well, before the podcast, I was just doing like YouTube and stuff.
Okay.
Before that, I was teaching preschool.
So that's what evolved to Circle Time.
Yes.
Okay. Have you always been here in LA?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you miss it? Do you miss preschool?
Oh, all the time.
You're going to be such a great mom.
Oh my God.
With preschool experience, are you kidding me? Wrangling dozens of toddlers?
I do think I am a patient person when it comes to kids. Yeah. So I think that will benefit me.
I can't imagine a better prep.
Yeah.
Than a classroom full of, what is it, 20
kids? It's like 18 2.5-year-olds, 3-year-olds.
But I feel like, I talk about teachers all the time. My best friend was a 6th grade teacher.
Okay.
And I just like, I live for teachers. Yeah. I feel like they're...
My mom's a 6th grade teacher.
Oh my God. Like the most underappreciated people in the world.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I had teachers throughout my life that genuinely shaped my personality. Like
yeah.
I'm like, I am who I am because of like my 6th grade teacher and like my high school English teacher.
Right.
Like they are everything to me.
Yeah.
And I always like, I don't know. Did you always want to be a teacher?
Yeah, I think I remember like, because, you know, you always think about like what you want to do when you grow up or whatever. And I think I realized that I just loved interacting with kids.
Yeah.
I remember I was like in the grocery store or something and there was like a kid in the cart in front of me in line. And I was like trying to like wave to it and stuff. And I was like, you like doing that.
You like me.
I can tell. Yeah. And I'm like, you kind of, we're like on the same page.
Totally.
And then I was like, I could make a career out of this. And I like that moment, I was like, oh, I'm going to major in child development and I'm going to be a teacher.
Yeah. I've always liked kids and I always knew that I wanted to be a mom.
Yeah.
Like I always, I don't know. Do you have nieces and nephews?
No, I do have young cousins.
Okay. That's totally the same vibe. I feel like when I'm like, I feel like it's the same thing.
Probably. I mean, I was like 16 when they were born.
Yeah, that's fun. And I always tell people, I'm like, I like other people's kids so much that I sometimes think they're my nieces and nephews.
Okay.
Like sometimes I'm like, I need to really cool it on like how excited I am about like their first day of school to this kid I am not related to. I did an episode at the beginning of the school year, so like August, about craziest teacher submissions.
Oh, fun.
What would you have submitted? The craziest thing that happened to you or like the most, like I had a lot of like kids taking a shit in the classroom.
Oh, God.
Like preschoolers going crazy.
I think there have been many a shit taken. But that was like day to day.
Yeah. Well, preschool, are some still in diapers?
Yeah. Well, when I first started, my first and second years teaching full time, it was 2.5. So they were
okay. Yeah.
They were in diapers, half and half.
So do you change?
Yeah.
You change everyone's diapers?
Yeah, if they're in them. I can change a diaper really fast. Not a baby. Like, I don't.
You're going to crush it.
I'll do well. I think I've got a lot of practice, but I can like power change like a line Any of top. Kids' diapers, like them standing. I can like do them very fast.
It's like in that episode of The Office where Jim is like practicing diapering everything. It's like, I can diaper anything. I can change anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sure. Oh, I'm just the thought of changing 20 kids' diapers all day.
It was not my favorite part of teaching.
You're like, can't say it's my hobby.
Yeah.
I can't say
I'm really good at it now, but I can't say I had ever like grown to love it.
Yeah.
I will say the craziest thing I guess I ever heard a kid say.
Yes.
Was, I don't even know if I can say this. It's the C word.
Oh, you can say the C word. It's okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'm happy I can say that here. But he looked at another kid and he said, "You stupid cunt." He was 3. And the teacher told the other, like his parents, and he was like, "Oh, gotta watch what I'm saying when I drive." That's what the dad said.
And you're like, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't say that one. Like any other one can sometimes slip out. And he used it
appropriately.
Like, properly. Like the other kid was like messing with him.
Yes.
And he turned around and like expressed that to him. And it's like, he knew too much.
He knew the context. He knew what it meant.
100%.
I had somebody submit one that was like, I had a kid who kept calling everybody a marijuana because he just thought it was a bad word. Like he just didn't know what it was. But I saw a Reddit thread of what's a secret of your job or whatever. And somebody was like, just so you know, all your preschoolers are telling everyone what happens at home. So
sure.
Like if you're doing something weird, if you're fighting with your spouse, the whole class knows and so does the teacher.
Yep. They also will say like your pet name for like your husband or your boyfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
They'll toss that out. Like I've gotten babe so many times. Like they'll play house and they'll be like, babe, can you get this or whatever. So like,
oh,
you gotta be
gosh.
Careful. With like, it's crazy.
That is crazy. The teacher submission. Some of them I was like, I don't even think I can say this out loud.
Yeah.
That this was happening like in a classroom. Like one of them was like they had all of their kids had laptops out and they were doing writing or whatever. And then the teacher like had access to everybody's screen.
Yeah.
In her submission, she said, I pulled up somebody's screen. They were writing full on like Harry Potter smut fan no. fiction, like graphics. She was like, she was 9. And she was using like anatomical words and
oh my God.
It was, I don't know if I could swing it. Those older ages are hard.
I always said my max was like first grade.
Yeah. So your mom's in sixth grade. My friend's a sixth grade teacher. She said they stink.
My mom always says that too.
Yeah. She's like, they're sweat. Like yeah. They're starting to sweat.
Right. And my mom also taught eighth grade for like 17 years.
Oh, wow.
And so she was always like, yeah, she always said like, it's just stinky.
Like they're just.
They come in from recess and yes. It's like. Stinky.
So did you have your mom as a teacher?
I did.
For which grades?
I had her 6th and 7th. She was just my English teacher.
Yeah.
And then 8th grade, she was like my homeroom / English and stuff.
Yeah.
I went to a really small private Catholic school.
Okay.
And so there was like 36 kids
did
in my
you grow
class.
Up Catholic?
Yeah.
Like practicing Catholic?
K-12, I went to private Catholic school.
Okay.
It was never really like shoved down my throat like at home. Like it was kind of just something I learned about in school. It was just like another class.
You didn't like leave Catholicism or like, but.
No, it was never like that deep. I mean, I'm happy I went, like it was interesting and I learned a lot. And I feel like when I was like younger, it gave me something to like believe in.
There is a certain structure with religion that I think is beneficial for a lot of kids.
Right.
Like there's kind of like landmarks in life.
Yeah.
Like I grew up really religious. I'm not religious anymore, but I still am like, how do we like recreate this? Like structure and system
right.
where it's like you turn a certain age, then you have this celebration or something.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I like that about religion.
Yeah.
But it's hard to recreate.
Right. And I think my parents did a good job. Like I would learn about it at school, but like I would come home and like my dad's Jewish.
Yeah.
And so I'd come home and like my dad would like test me on like for like my religion.
Yeah.
Like we were both kind of like learning about like Catholicism. So he's like quizzing me and he'd ask me a question and I'd be like, God did that? And he'd be like, probably not, but sure. Yeah, that's like the right answer. Like he would like say
like general vibe,
like
yeah.
Jesus, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He would be like, nah, I don't know if all that's true, but that's what they're saying here. So you have to, that's what you'll mark on the test. Like,
it's honestly,
so it was like,
it's really healthy.
It was very healthy.
Yeah.
And so I always kind of, it was never like, I never felt like I had to like completely detach or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was a good thing growing up, but it was never like something that I was like, devout to.
Yes, that you were like, really, it was a day to day.
Yeah, like, we'd go to church and stuff at school. And like my grandma was religious. So like holidays, we'd go to church.
And like, would you do like mass on Christmas and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
Okay, just the two of you?
Yeah.
And is anybody in your family like actively religious?
My mom still teaches at a Catholic school.
Okay.
But like she doesn't go to church like on the weekends or anything.
Yeah. And I'm finding that most people just have a very casual relationship with religion.
Yes.
And it's like, it kind of blows my mind. Like I'm always like, so you don't like think about it all day, every day. Like, tell me more.
Right.
Tell me more about that healthy mindset.
Totally.
Because for me, it was what I thought about all day, every day.
Yeah.
And it's just like thinking about, I don't know. I mean, I tell people, I'm like, my pregnancy is, you know, it's good, whatever. But like, we also have like a lifetime of parenting ahead.
Totally.
Of like unanswered questions and things we're not going to understand. And religion's one of them that I'm like, this is kind of a new world for me to navigate parenting with no religion.
Right.
And so do you feel like with your son, you'll incorporate religion? Do you feel like you'll...
I don't really know.
Like it'll be... Like is your husband religious? Like do you feel
he's
like...
He's not.
He's not at all?
He's not at all. Like I think he kind of like read the Bible and stuff. He never like went to like a Catholic school or anything. He grew up in Canada. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Canada.
But I'm like, I don't know. Do they have Catholic schools there?
I don't believe it. There's no God in Canada.
No, they're just chilling. They don't need it because they're all good people.
They're all good. Everything's legal.
Nice.
Everyone's obeying everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't need God.
Right. No, they're fine. I love it there.
Wait, so will your kid be a dual citizen?
I think so. I got to like look into that a little bit more.
Do you ever want to sneak to Canada and deliver so it's free?
No.
Oh, I do sometimes.
I mean, the free part is nice, but I think we have a lot of access to things here that they might not.
I saw a TikTok of a girl who was like, I moved to Canada to deliver and they like literally kicked me out 15 minutes after I had my baby.
Cody's sister just had a baby and she had to stay overnight, but that was not normal.
Yeah.
And they were like, normally we just be out day of. And I'm like, see, I'm not tough enough to be Canadian.
No, that's a good t-shirt. Put that on a t-shirt. No, yeah, I'm not. I will be staying as many nights as they let me.
If they let me just live, like move in.
Oh, I will be taking everything, every postpartum pad, bucket, wipe, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, I will be ordering. I said to somebody that they need it like, you know, when you go to like a sushi restaurant and you like mark like which rolls you want. I want that with like everything at the hospital. Like,
oh my God,
I'll take
be
the
fun.
Socks. I'll take two buckets. I'll take three things of Tucks.
Yeah, like, I want one of those. Like, I want one of the water jugs.
Oh, I've heard they're magical.
They look really nice.
I've heard that the water hits like none other.
Oh my God, I'm sure. Yeah. Have you been super thirsty?
I crave the feeling of chugging cold water.
Okay. Literally same.
Like, I'm not even necessarily thirsty, but I need to be chugging something.
Yes, and I need it to be ice cold.
The amount of Fresca. Do you drink Fresca?
I don't.
Everyone's like, my weird aunt drinks Fresca. I'm like, that's me. I'm the weird aunt. I need to chug ice cold Fresca right when I wake up.
Okay.
What's your drink of choice being pregnant?
Probably, honestly, water. Ice water.
Yeah.
It's like just scratching an itch that has never been scratched before.
Literally.
And it's ice cold, and I have like a half gallon like Hydro Flask. Like, I'm towing this thing around.
Are you on the Stanley cup
it's
train?
It's not a Stanley cup.
Okay.
Because I wanted like a half gallon size.
Like I needed
which I actually got before I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need to drink more water and I needed to stay cold all day.
Yeah. I know chugging water. Yeah, chugging anything cold. Do you chew ice?
Yeah.
I wasn't chewing ice. And then yesterday we went to lunch and I chewed ice and I thought, I need to be doing this more.
Yeah, no, chewing ice is phenomenal. That one I've been kind of doing for a long time.
Okay, what about other weirdnesses? Do you have any non-edible cravings?
I don't.
Okay.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like cornstarch? Well, that's
no,
edible, I guess.
I guess that is edible. No, but that's a common one.
That's a common one.
I want to eat slime.
Oh.
I need to chew on it like immediately, like the really crunchy, every slime account. like anyone listening to the podcast knows that I literally never shut up about this, but like, I need to be touching. I don't chew on it. Just right. I want to put that out there, but it's tempting.
Yeah, you've thought about it.
I just.
And this is just pregnancy?
Just pregnancy, yeah.
Okay, because I've always been like kind of a slime girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love watching it.
I have a whole drawer of it. I love, like when we watch movies, like I love to sit and play with it.
Okay.
And then sometimes I just think about just sinking my teeth in.
Yeah.
And it sounds so good. Nice. And then I also want to eat a 2x4 from Home Depot.
Like of wood?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
I need to eat it. Mm-hmm. I need to chew on
that
it.
That kind of gives me shivers in like all the wrong places.
I need like salt. Like we went to Home Depot a couple weeks ago and I was like, I don't want to go to Home Depot. I'm like, I don't want to go. And then I entered and I was like, I need it. I need to snort sawdust.
No fucking way.
Those are my two weirdest. And then the other weirdest symptom is that I'm not scared of spiders anymore.
Well, you have so much more to be scared of. I'm like, spiders?
I'm like, my anxiety about growing a I think I'm good. Spiders yeah. can stay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so what are your weirdest cravings?
I haven't had anything too wild.
Okay, yeah.
I've been pretty consistently enjoying like cinnamon flavored things.
Love. A churro?
A churro, like chai.
Ooh.
Anything cinnamony.
Yeah.
I've been loving.
Yeah.
But like, normally I'll think something sounds good and then I'll have it a couple times and then I'll like get over it.
Yeah. Any aversions?
A lot when I was first pregnant.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Mm.
I didn't even think about it.
That's sad. That's a
pizza
hard one.
Pizza and fries.
Weird.
Were like the two things that I was like, that looks disgusting.
It's like, and those are like two typically safe foods, I would say.
Yeah.
Mine was chicken at the beginning.
Chicken just now recently for me.
Oh, I'm sorry I brought it up. We don't even have to talk about it.
I faced my fears, had it last night. Things are looking up
for me. If you gaslight yourself hard enough, you can usually get out of them.
Always.
Like I told myself, I was like, you're so dramatic. Like,
it doesn't taste weird.
Like it's your favorite food. Like yeah. My first trimester, I was eating Chick-fil-A every day. I say my first trimester, my first 29 years of life.
Yeah.
I was eating Chick-fil-A. Like, I mean, it's like my favorite fast food.
Right.
I'm not homophobic, I promise, but.
Totally, those two do not go hand in hand. Yeah,
it's hard to be an ally and like Chick-fil-A.
It is.
But, you know, I have to hold space.
Someone's got
to
do it.
I have to hold space for both parts of me.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was eating a lot of Chick-fil-A and then like, second trimester-ish hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, chicken's poison.
Interesting.
But I talked myself out of it and we got there. So you're feeling like you're getting out of your chicken aversion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's actually Chick-fil-A that helped me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's mending things too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all bad. It's not just harming the world.
Right, right.
Where does it freak you out how fast your pregnancy went?
Yeah.
I went to my 8-week appointment and they like told me my due date and I was like, January.
All the time in the world. When I looked at January, that's actually never going to happen.
You're like, that's years
away.
That
is so never going to happen. And now,
Here we are.
I know. And also, you know what's a mind fuck about it? Cody and I got married in February. And this is the exact same thing that happened.
February 20 what?
23. It's been a crazy year.
Wait, 2023. Oh,
this
you
year.
Just got married.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say anything because do you know that I met my boyfriend in January?
That's beautiful.
So you're ahead.
No.
You're way ahead of the curve.
It's basically the same.
Yeah. I was like, hey, family, you know this guy I hung out with a couple times? We're a family now.
He is going to be here for a while.
He might stick around. Yeah. You may actually have to know him forever. Yeah. But anyway, so you guys just got married.
We just got married, but this happened last year too when I was getting ready for our wedding.
Yeah.
Something about like it happening in the new year made it feel very much further away.
Definitely.
Like I'm like January 2024. It's still 2023.
Yes.
Like 2024 is never going to happen.
Never.
But then if I think about it, I'm like, oh, it's less than 2 months.
Yeah. You're like, oh, turns out it's happening.
Turns out January just comes right after December.
Turns out time keeps going. It's weird.
And December happens and then it's just January.
Well, and holidays, they fly by.
Always.
They're about to fly by.
I know.
I was like, man, once we hit Halloween, like I'm going to feel so close. Like I got my like Thanksgiving family like invite
and
I was like, what?
I know.
Are you feeling prepped like at home?
No.
Okay, same.
No, you want to know why?
Tell me.
So we moved.
Okay.
This is the timeline of 2023.
Tell me everything.
We got married.
Okay.
Went on our honeymoon. We're chatting about maybe moving.
Okay.
We were living in Venice. We didn't want to really live in Venice anymore because we like thought the next chapter of life might begin at some point.
Yeah.
Children wise. On our honeymoon, find this house randomly online. We go see it when we get back, fall in love with it, end up moving right after we get married.
Okay.
We end up getting a house after we got married. We moved in April. Okay. I found out I was pregnant 2 weeks later.
Okay. What day did you find out? Do you know?
May 1st.
Same.
Really?
Same. Exact same day.
No way.
May 1st was a Monday.
Yeah, it was Met Gala Monday.
I know. I was literally
watching the Met Gala coverage.
Kelsey, this is weird.
That's really weird.
I wish I had known and we could have commiserated together. Did you keep it a secret for a while?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, at first I was like, do I call my mom? Like, yeah. Do I call my parents? Do I call Cody? Yeah. And then I'm like, no, I should probably tell him like in person. Like, yeah. This isn't like, we're not panicking. Yes. This is a good thing.
Yes. No, oh my gosh, I can't believe you found out on May 1st.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Okay, so keep going. So you find out May 1st.
Yes. Then we go to Australia for 2 weeks because Cody was doing an Ironman.
Oh, yes.
And so like it was just like kind of a very chaotic time.
Oh my gosh, and he just ran the New York Marathon.
I know. And in 2 weeks, he's running from San Diego or LA to San Diego.
Are you worried about his mental state and why he's doing so many of these things?
I'm worried that he's too confident in it.
And it feels rude, like now, like while you're pregnant, like he's going to start being like an Ironman athlete?
Listen, this was always in the cards.
Oh,
easier being pregnant because I just have an excuse to why I can't train.
Yeah, my boyfriend's always like, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm like, now?
Yeah.
Can you at least wait till like, can you not make me feel bad?
And no, like, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm pregnant. I would try to start running, but I'm like, actually
pregnant. I would also do the marathon. I'm just...
I was planning on doing it this year and then I got pregnant and now I can't.
So weird. I usually do it. Usually am there.
I'm like always thinking about doing the marathon. Like always thinking about it. Now I'm pregnant so I can't. I'm just going to keep getting pregnant.
Like every time there's a marathon on the horizon.
And then my knees will be too bad. Like then I'll be old and I'll be like, I have 4 kids. I can't run a marathon.
You expect me to do that?
After 4 kids.
Okay, so you got to Australia for 2 weeks.
Yes. We're basically just like on the go. A lot.
Yeah.
And then we moved. And so, and we want to decorate this house and we're trying to do it ourselves.
Totally.
Because all of a sudden we think we're like interior designers.
Yes.
We think it's easy. It's not easy at all. Then we realize like, we can't do this.
Like we're ill-equipped.
I actually have a job. I can't also make this my full-time job.
Yes.
Because it is one.
Yes.
And I don't know where else to look online besides like 2 stores.
Yeah.
I'm IKEA. Like,
and Wayfair. Those are my
exactly.
two.
Exactly.
I throw an Amazon in there every now and then.
Right. Sometimes I'll like peruse West Elm and too nervous because everything seems so expensive.
Interior design is so deeply intimidating to me.
It's insane. I don't know why we thought we could do it.
I don't know. I personally am very bad at it. Like it is not, I have accepted that it's not something I'm good at. I have to have somebody else tell me what to do.
Right. And now I've accepted that as well. And so we decided we're going to get an interior designer. So we started that whole process, which is a process.
Yeah.
They are like just about to start. They know the timeline. They know the baby. So we were like, we're going to be good to go by Christmas. Then we find out that we have mold.
Mm.
So now, just recent development, as of last week, we're going to have to like tear down a wall, perhaps part of the roof. So we're going to have to like live.
Like a section.
Yes.
Of your house. Is it this? Like, so where's the nursery going to be?
So the nursery, when he comes home from the hospital, we have like a little like guest house type of thing on the like next to our house.
Right. Like a casita, like off. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to just live in there.
Oh, okay.
It's like the house isn't ready and his nursery isn't ready, but he's not going into his nursery at the beginning because of the construction. So like it's a little bit.
Well, and as far as I understand it, I don't know, but I feel like they'll sleep.
They're like in your room.
They're in your room. Yeah. And so I wouldn't worry about it too much. Like I had somebody say that to me, and then one of my friends, Claire, she just did like a section of her room. She was like, I don't even want to do a nursery.
Right.
Like, it's just a lot for me right now. It feels overwhelming. So I've just did a little corner, and she was like, it was perfect.
Yeah. I think you'll be fine.
Oh, you'll be totally fine. Because, I mean, they won't sleep in their nursery till, 6 months?
Something like that. I think I looked, I Googled it. Hey, I googled it and apparently it's up to you because you're the parent.
Oh, shoot.
And I was like, that's not the answer I was looking for. I was looking for you to tell me exactly the moment.
I actually have thought about this. Like, I need a leaflet of timelines. Like, this is when you do this. This is when you do this. And every parent I ask seems to say, you'll know.
And they also say something completely different than the last parent I asked.
100%.
Because no baby's the same. It makes sense.
I don't ask for advice anymore.
It makes sense. No, I know.
Yeah. So when I got pregnant and I announced it on the podcast, I was like, with so much peace and love, don't send me any advice.
Yeah.
Like, I know it comes from such a good place.
Totally.
I totally believe in my heart that 99% of people who offer advice are being kind.
Yeah.
I, as a Libra, find it very hard to sift through people's opinions or advice or what is going to be right and wrong and all this stuff. So I've just had to kind of shut it all down.
Right.
Do you have that issue, or do you feel like you're pretty secure in your choices?
I feel like I try to just not read any of it.
Yeah.
I think we still, like, I still get some of it. And I've also tried to make it pretty clear that, like, that just stresses me out more. And then I'm just going to, like, listen to, like, what my doctor says.
100%.
What I feel is best for my child.
Totally. Yeah.
So
I told everybody, like, I have a great doctor. I have a great mom. I have sisters-in-law.
Right.
And my boyfriend has a wonderful mom that I also trust. That those are the people that I will talk to about it, because there's just too much.
And if there ever is something that I'm, like, actually curious, I really want people, like, everyone's opinion, I will make it clear that I want your opinion.
Yes. So this class that I did, which was really helpful, and I really, it's all about, like, basically making your birth experience, like, your choice. Like, how much you have a say in. Like, you don't have to wear the hospital gown if you don't want to.
Okay.
You don't, you know, all this stuff.
Fun.
Like,
that's
like
a good class.
Yeah, it was great. And it was really, like, empowering, whatever. But I asked on my Instagram, like, do you have a good robe or, like, a good, like, nursing bra or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, just because I wanted people. And I was like, that's going to be the last time I ever ask any of you bitches anything. Because people were like, this is such a waste of money. Just do the hospital gown. And I'm like, Kate, like, sensory wise, I can't be in a hospital gown.
Right.
Like, it's just, I've made the decision. I just don't want to wear it. I just want to be in a bra and a robe. Like,
That makes sense.
Just, like, I don't like the fabric of a hospital gown.
Right. But also, like, you've already thought about that. Like,
yes.
You've weighed the pros and cons of having to buy a robe and not doing that. You know that you're spending money that maybe you don't necessarily need to, but you want to because it's what makes you comfortable.
Yes. And don't you sometimes want to say that in your DMs? Like, do you think I didn't think about this? Like, do you think that this was never considered?
Right.
Do you think
but
that
you're
like,
oh my God, wait, I don't. Oh, I thought I had
like,
to.
Like, this is not my first day on earth. Like, I promise I have considered this. But yeah, after that, I was like, I think it might be I think these things are probably just going to have to be a my decision thing.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's hard to know. And I just keep prepping myself for parenthood that I think it might just be a lot of that we're just going to be like,
totally,
we'll try this out. And if it doesn't work, we'll pivot.
Exactly.
Like that.
There's nothing else you can do. Like, I can ask my friends, you know, I was just talking about, like, sleep sacks.
Yeah.
With one of my friends. And I was like, what sleep sack are you using?
Yeah.
She was like, well, we tried this one. She didn't like it, but he might like it. Like,
yes.
No two are the same.
No two are the same. And this is something that was said in my birth class that I thought was very comforting, that your pregnancy, birth, parenting experience is as specific as your love story with your partner.
Right.
Like, it is
true.
There will be overlapping things with people, like, yeah, we met on Hinge, we met on whatever, we met. But, like, your specific love story and dynamic and partnership is as specific as your relationship with your baby.
Right.
So it's like you can take advice, you can ask whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like you and your baby are made to be this partnership and you'll figure it out. That's the thing that brings me the most comfort.
Right. And things that work for other people might not work for you.
No. Listen to us, parents. Us parents.
We're just a couple of moms.
We're just giving some parenting advice.
Don't mind us.
But really, it's like, because there is so much anxiety and so much unknown in pregnancy.
Yeah.
That it's like the one thing is like, we're made to do this together. And we're like, we're bonded. You're part of me. We'll figure it out.
Right.
I say that to her all the time. I'm like, I know. We're both freaking out. You're going to start this. I'm starting this.
Totally.
We'll get there.
Isn't it just crazy to think about, like, your parents?
Yes.
Like, I've never felt more, like, empathy towards my parents.
Yes.
And, like, I just, like, I remember my dad telling me when they had my brother, he called his parents, like, 2 days after and was like, I'm so sorry for everything that I put you through.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry. I love you guys. Thank you for everything. And I'm sorry.
Yes. My mom said that the best thing to hear is, how did you do this?
Yeah.
Like, my mom's like, oh, when my kids say that, she's like, it is. Because I'm also the youngest of eight.
Oh, wow.
So my mom, like, really went for it.
she really
parented.
Yeah,
like,
she
a
really
lot.
Didn't want to run a marathon.
So when my, yes, she was like, my dad is running too many marathons. Yeah. So when my mom said, whenever my brothers have had kids, I have all brothers. And anyway, so, and they've called her and been like, how did you do this so many times? How did you? Yeah. She was like, all those years of screaming into a towel in the closet and just like hoping my kids could make it through the day.
Right.
All worth it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I get that. Because I feel that way even just with like, I mean, doing this once and doing it. I mean, I don't know if I'll do it more probably, but I'm like, just the fact that you dedicated so much of your life to being pregnant.
Totally.
Like that is insane to me.
I know.
And so that, yeah, definitely a new appreciation for my mom and moms in general.
For sure.
And going along with the advice thing, I really struggle with this part that this is mainly like the comment section on TikTok, which is just a poisonous place anyway.
Yeah.
But it's like, how have we gotten to the point where the people making it hardest on moms are other moms?
Right.
Like, shouldn't this be the place where we're like, hey, this is really hard. And like, we all get it now.
Yes.
So I'm not even going to attempt to make you feel bad.
Right.
Like there's so much. Oh, just whenever I see anybody doing anything like feeding their kid, I don't know, a fruit snack that another parent doesn't approve of. And I'm like, don't you have those days? Like, I know that moms have those days and I'm not even a mom.
Exactly.
Where you're like, you're just trying to survive.
And there's just simply no way that like, a mom has just gotten through every single day without having to just survive.
Never.
So, and I just feel like that is like the one group of people who should understand.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, how, or like pregnant, like now it makes me laugh. At the beginning, like in my new pregnancy rage, I would get so mad. But like when people post like their bump and the comments are all like, I was never this big. Why are you so big? Why are you? I never looked like that at 30 weeks. Nobody could even tell I was pregnant. I'm like, can you just not say that to the heavily pregnant woman?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what clicks on, but it's like I'm on a mission now to never criticize, correct. I mean, hopefully I would never do it before.
Right.
But especially now, I'm like, I will never.
Well, also because it's just like you have to understand that everybody is different. And there are just so many things that I, even before I was a mom, was like, I haven't experienced this. So how would I tell someone what they should or shouldn't be doing or how they should or shouldn't look or what they should or shouldn't wear? Or I can't imagine commenting just anything ever. I mean, I comment sometimes like, yes, so
yes,
pretty.
Queen. Yeah. I'll do a heart emoji.
Right.
I'll drop a love this.
Sometimes when I'm feeling funny, I'll try to toss something in.
I like to throw in an icon. That's always what I say. Mm. Icon behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
love
that's
it.
Always what I do. Thinking about commenting like anything else seems confusing to me on the highest level.
Anything like remotely critical?
Wouldn't do it.
Couldn't even imagine.
I have a lot of free time also, and I can't even imagine spending that free time doing that.
Even if it was like a post about me where I could have an opinion because it's me.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Do you stumble upon those?
Not necessarily. I have been recently getting tagged in a lot of like thirst traps of my husband.
Oh, do you like them though?
I'm like, okay. Like, I'm like, that guy ate my fucking chocolate croissant this morning when I was saving it for my snack, actually. So he's really annoying.
You're
to
like,
me.
Try getting the ick for him. Actually.
Actually, the other day he just opened the door while I was going to the bathroom and said, what are you up to? So yeah, you can keep making those, but I live with him every day.
You're like, I would love to be reminded of why I'm in this situation.
So I'm like, yeah, it's cute. Like, it's cool. I'm glad you guys think he's cute.
Yeah, it is weird.
But
though,
I don't know what to say. Like, people are like, you have to react to these. And I'm like, okay, yay. Like, like, I'm dating a hottie.
Slay.
Like, dating also. I don't know. It's just like, okay, cool. Like, I'm
that
glad
is
you guys
weird, eh?
Think that. But like, that's more like what I would see about my own life.
Hey, well, it could be worse.
Totally.
Yes.
Happy that they're positive thirst traps of my husband and not something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have, I mean, obviously don't share it if you don't want, but do you guys have a name picked out?
We do.
You do. Okay.
Well, we have a name that we really like.
Yeah.
We are not making it like official.
Yes.
I feel like until he's born.
You got to meet him.
You got to meet him. But also like if I meet him, I don't know what else I would name him.
No, I totally
like
get
someone
that.
Was like, we have top three names. And then we'll decide. I'm like, that makes so much more sense than what I'm doing by only referring to him as one name.
No, I honestly, I feel jealous. I feel jealous because we have two that we really love.
That's good.
But part of me thinks like I have this fear. I shouldn't say fear, but anxiety that it's going to be neither of them. And then I'm like, but what's the secret third name that she's actually going to be?
Okay.
But I don't know. But I feel like one of my nieces, we knew what her name was going to be like early on. Like my sister-in-law called her that name.
Yeah.
And I live for that. I think that it's a great move.
I will tell anyone who asks. Like, yeah. I haven't like talked about it like right. on my podcast or anything. But like if I'm having a conversation, I don't mind sharing it with anyone.
Okay.
I saw something, a TikTok the other day that was like, don't share the name because you don't want unnecessary opinions. I'm like, well, either way, I'm going to end up naming him something and someone's going to have an opinion.
Totally.
It doesn't bother me. I don't really care that you don't like the name that I like for my kid. Like,
totally.
It doesn't really matter.
I always thought I would be like, I don't share it on the podcast, not because I don't want people's feedback, but just because I haven't shared it
exactly.
on the podcast.
Exactly. It's like a little piece of just
yeah,
and something for us.
Totally. And I'm like, I've gone back and forth. I'm going to say her name. If I'm going to post about it, if I'm going to say it on the podcast, I don't really know. I go back and forth.
Yeah.
But like when I tell people, when I'm talking to my family and they're like, what names do you like? And I'm like, I'll list them right here.
Totally.
Like, what am I going to do? Like, yeah. I don't know. I thought I would be more protective of it.
Same. But like, I really, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. And it also feels really vulnerable to name a baby. I don't know. It's a really like personal choice.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I tell people, I'm like, this is like an intimate choice that I made. Right. I don't know. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do. It's just funny because like the reactions I get from like people who have named a baby are always so much more like supportive.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah. then like there's people who I tell that are like, that like are also like wasted when I'm telling them. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just like there's just people who are like, this is the one I get. This is the reaction
tell
I
me.
Get. Like, because it's not like a crazy name, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a name. Like yeah. it's not like a word. Like it's like
you didn't
an actual
make it up.
Name.
Yeah.
Right. Because Cody and I will call someone out, like if we can tell that they're not like me, like we'll be like, oh, you
yeah.
hate it.
Yeah.
That's great. But they'll, no, I'm just thinking about it. I'm just like, no, my God, I don't hate it. I'm just kind of like thinking, I'm like thinking it through.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, there's not much to think about.
You're like, it's a pretty simple thought.
Yeah.
It's just a word.
Just say you don't like it. Like, yeah. I'm still going to use it probably because it's fine.
Well, and it's like, are you really going to change the name of your baby based on like what some
exactly.
Jamoke from what's it's called is like thinks about it?
That's why I don't care about people's opinions about the name because I'm like,
yeah.
if Cody hated it and I still put it on the birth certificate, that would probably be an issue.
That would be an issue. Was it a joint decision or do you feel like one of you thought of it?
I suggested it,
uh-huh.
but we both really like it.
I feel really proud because I feel like my boyfriend likes weirder names than me.
Okay.
Which I feel like is not the norm for men. Like I feel
yeah.
like men kind of like traditional, not traditional, but like they don't like anything too wacky.
Right.
And sometimes I'll throw out a wacky name
yeah.
and he loves it. And I'm like, ooh.
Right.
I kind of like that you're like into this
totally.
And like you want something because the names that we like are not. Yeah, they're names. I just don't know a lot. I actually don't know any kids named either of the name that
right.
either of the names that we like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't imagine like people's reactions. I don't know. I'm just like, I wouldn't change it for you.
That's the thing. That's why I don't mind telling people because I'm like, I'm going to tell you one day because
yes.
this is most likely what we're going to name our kid.
You're
yes. going to find out one way or another.
Did you have a name that you liked for a girl?
Yes, I have a few girl names that I really
that
like.
That you like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hijack people's baby girl name list.
I'll give it to you. If I gave you a name and you were like, I like that, I'm going to use that, I would probably just still name my kid that. Like,
hey,
it doesn't bother me.
Well, I feel this. Okay, so my best friend has a daughter, but her daughter's middle name is my boyfriend's name.
Okay.
And I'm like, can I have her whole name? Like, I like her first and yeah. middle name. Her daughter's like 8.
Yeah.
And she's like, take it.
Right.
She's like, take every name that I have. I don't care.
Right.
Like, unless my friend who like has had a baby in the last year and they're both girls and we're really close.
Yes.
I wouldn't take that name.
Right. If they're going to be around each other a lot.
Yes.
Or they're cousins or whatever it
cousins
is.
Cousins is a little much.
Yes.
With the same name.
Yes. Then it's a little much. But like, I don't mind. I
yeah.
don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, this is your child.
Yeah.
You're going to live a long life with this other human. Like,
yes.
you might as well do what feels right to you,
mm-hmm.
even if you accidentally have the same name as someone else.
Yeah. Are you going to do a middle name?
Yeah.
And you have that all picked out?
Yes.
What's Cody's real last name?
Call it Jesse.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I feel like it's
a
long
lot of
and
letters.
I don't know it.
There's a lot of letters.
There's,
yeah.
There's a lot of them. And
yeah.
people will ask me, if because obviously we're not married. And so people are like, what's her last name going to be? I'm like, I liked having my dad's last name.
Right.
I used to be like, let's like bite it and give her my last name and whatever. And now I'm like, I like kind of the tradition of it. Right. I like that she's going to have her dad's last name. And
yeah.
I don't know. I don't beef with it like I did in like my early 20s where I was like,
yeah,
I gave birth and she should have my last name or whatever. Yes. Now I'm like, I like the tradition. I'll just keep it.
Right.
It's a solid last name. So I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, naming a baby is a task.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's so different than naming, you know, like an animal. Dog.
Yeah. You guys have pets?
Yeah.
What are the pets' names?
Oh, we have a dog named Chili.
Okay.
And then two cats named Ham and Brisket.
Food names are the best pet names.
Yeah. Luckily, our babies' names will never overlap with any of our pets' names.
It's not like cornbread or like.
Yeah. Might be. I mean, we could think of one.
I don't want to hate it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is that as I've been more pregnant, I like weird baby names now. I'm like, I get it. I used to be such a hater before I had a baby. Well, I haven't had a baby yet, but before I got pregnant.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That kid has to put their name on a resume, whatever.
Right.
And now I'm like, do a weird name.
Totally.
Do a really weird out there name that I've never heard of.
No, I know. I was listening to a song. Well, I was just talking about this. I think the name in the song was like Pluto or something.
And you were
it
like,
was called like a guy named Pluto.
Sounds good.
And I was like, yeah, I'm adding Pluto to the list. Like, unfortunately, Pluto is now the baby's there. Name.
Yeah, I agree with you when you were saying that people who have had kids are much more supportive.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's where I'm at, too. I'm like, every baby name that I hear, I'm like, that's the one.
I'm like, that's so beautiful.
Yes.
That you it's thought gorgeous. Of that. Yeah.
Because being pregnant and birthing a child is gorgeous in and of itself. So exactly. It doesn't even matter.
No. And like the parent already knows that they like that name.
Yes.
What is the point of being like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. I'm learning as I get older. People really love to just hear their own opinions come out of their mouth.
Totally.
They just want to say something.
Exactly.
People really can't resist the urge.
Yeah.
So now that I know that you found out you're pregnant on May 1st.
It's pretty insane.
You're a Libra. What's Cody's sign?
He's a Sagittarius.
She might be a Sagittarius if she comes early enough. So will your baby.
Really? No. I mean, if they come like
a week early.
No.
Yeah.
When is Sagittarius in?
It's the end of November to the end of December.
December what though?
28th.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
I could be making up that 28th. Around there. Around there.
That's exciting. I didn't quite realize.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a little concerningly early.
Is Cody a December or November?
He's November. My dad's a December though.
Oh, yeah. So is Taylor Swift. She's December 13th.
Yes.
So can't go wrong.
Could never go wrong.
I mean, we didn't even talk about Taylor Swift.
No, I'm hoping that we could do it on Circle Time.
Because look what I found in my pocket as I was coming over here.
Oh my God, it's going to be a good day.
I didn't even plan this.
It's going to be a good day.
And I thought, I can't believe I'm going to meet Kelsey and I find friendship bracelets on the way. We are one.
We really are.
I can't wait for our kids to get married. Okay, well, tell everybody where they can find you, when they can listen to Circle Time.
My Instagram is just my name, at Kelsey Kreppel. I do a podcast called Circle Time. It comes out every Thursday, and you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you have a middle name?
I do. It's my mom's maiden name.
Oh.
It's Lang.
Did you take Cody's last name?
I am in the process of legally doing that. That's so my middle name will be
Kreppel.
Lang Kreppel.
Oh, okay. You'll keep both?
Yeah.
Will you hyphenate anything?
No.
Oh, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Is just keep them all, but no hyphens.
I was going to just do Kreppel. But then my initials would have been KKK.
I get it.
It's my, I just like KLKK.
Honestly, that's rude of Cody to have that last name.
It's insane.
Okay, well, listen to Circle Time. Follow Kelsey. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is so
fun. Okay, talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can catch a new episode of The Bad Broadcast every Monday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Also, I want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information. Talk to you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.